This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. First, the headlines. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to launch Vibrant Villages Program 2 in Kachar District of Assam today. Member of Parliament of Shillong, Mr. Ricky Andrew J. Sinkhan, passes away. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand stresses on bridging relationship between two warring communities. The news in detail. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will launch the Vibrant Villages Program 2 in the Kachar District of Assam today. The program focuses on improving border villages and creating sustainable livelihood opportunities, fostering secure border communities in alignment with the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. The program is to be implemented across 15 states and two union territories across the country through a saturation-based and convergence-driven approach. By strengthening these villages, the program also aims to enable residents to act as the eyes and ears of the nation, thereby contributing significantly to border security, preventing cross-border crimes, and strengthening internal security. The Union Home Minister will also visit the BSF's Nathunpur border outpost along the India-Bangladesh border and review the security arrangements and progress of border fencing. Mr. Shah will visit Agartala in Tripura and return to Assam in the evening. He will attend the joint regional official language conference for the eastern, northeastern and northern regions at the indoor hall of Hapania International Fairground in Agartala. Member of Parliament from Shillong, Mr. Ricky Andrew J. Sinkhan, passed away last evening after suffering a massive cardiac arrest. He was 54. A prominent leader of the Voice of the People Party, Mr. Sinkhan had represented Shillong in the Lok Sabha and was widely regarded as a strong and articulate voice for Meghalaya in national politics. The incident occurred while he was playing futsal at Maoyong, where he suddenly collapsed on the field. He was immediately rushed to Gordon Roberts Hospital for emergency medical treatment. Despite efforts by doctors to revive him, he was declared dead at around 8:42 p.m. His sudden demise has sent shockwaves across Meghalaya, with leaders and well-wishers expressing deep condolences over the loss of a prominent public representative. Condolences by Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma said Mr. Sinkhan was a dedicated and compassionate leader with deep enthusiasm for public service.
This has been a very shocking moment for I think all the citizens of the state, and it's a great loss for the state, a great loss for the people, especially of Khasi and Shanti Hills, because we had a person in the form of late Dr. Ricky Sinkhan, who had been working with full commitment and passion for the people of the region and the state as well. I express my deepest condolences to the family of late Dr. Ricky Sinkhan, I pray to Almighty that he may give strength to the family members as well as all the supporters, party leaders, to bear the huge loss, and I pray to Almighty that his soul rest.
Meghalaya Deputy Chief Minister Snehabalan Dhar informed the Assembly yesterday that no state funds were sanctioned for the Ride Shillong initiative. Replying to MLA Adalbert Nongroom, he said 20 electric cycles were rented under the project, supported by the Union Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs and implemented by the Tourism Department. Shillong's narrow roads lack dedicated cycling lanes, though new areas like New Shillong Township include such provisions, he said. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma clarified that external collaboration funded the initiative and around 1,600 users have utilized the bicycles so far. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand Singh, bridging the relationship between the two warring communities, said that bridging the relationship between the two warring communities and removing the existing trust deficit is the government's top priority. He made the statement at an interaction program with internally displaced persons who were rendered homeless due to the conflict in Manipur beginning 23rd May 2023. The displaced people urged the Chief Minister to expedite the rehabilitation of the families affected by the conflict at the earliest. The Chief Minister assured his government's commitment to bridge the trust deficit so that rehabilitation is successful. Internally displaced persons from other districts also joined the function via video conferencing. From Churachandpur, they highlighted the challenges faced in matters of education and health. The Chief Minister assured full security to the Kukizo community who want to travel to Imphal for treatment. The Chief Minister also released 33 crore rupees for the internally displaced persons through direct benefit transfer. Arunachal Pradesh is celebrating its 40th statehood day. On 20th February 1987, Arunachal became the 24th state of India. Till 1972, it was known as the Northeast Frontier Agency. It gained the Union Territory status on 20th January 1972 and was renamed as Arunachal Pradesh. The district administration, in collaboration with civil defense authorities, conducted the third phase of the Yuva Apda Mitra Volunteers Training Program in Ribhoy District. The seven-day program equips students with skills to respond to earthquakes, floods, house collapses, and other disasters. Addressing participants, Assistant Commissioner Akash R. Marak urged them to remain prepared to safeguard lives in their communities and share disaster response knowledge with others. One student died and seven others were grievously injured after a school bus collided with a truck on National Highway 27 in Ribhoy district of Meghalaya yesterday. The bus of Mount Zion Secondary School, 15 Mile Bernihat, was heading to pick up students from 17 Mile when a clinker-laden truck reportedly rammed into it while maneuvering to unload cargo. Following the incident, police from Bernihat reached the scene and initiated an investigation. A Sikkim government delegation led by Minister of Social Welfare Samdup Lepcha participated in the two-day Chintan Shivir held on 18th and 19th February at Nalanda University, Rajgir, Bihar. Mr. Lepcha expressed sincere gratitude to the Union Ministry of Minority Affairs on behalf of the government of Sikkim for sanctioning several health and educational projects. These have significantly strengthened the healthcare and education systems for the benefit of minority populations in Sikkim, he said. A high-level delegation from the State Information Technology Department is participating in the AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi. The Sikkim delegation explored AI applications in governance, healthcare, education, agriculture, disaster management, cybersecurity, and smart infrastructure. Opportunities for collaboration and partnerships that could support Sikkim's digital transformation initiatives were assessed. On the second day of his two-day Nagaland visit, Union Minister of State for Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare Ramnath Thakur visited ICAR KVK in Longleng District yesterday. He reviewed ongoing agricultural development programs aimed at improving livelihoods for farmers. During interactions with officials and farmers, he emphasized the need to modernize traditional jhum cultivation by adopting climate-resilient and local-specific technologies, while preserving indigenous knowledge. The minister encouraged entrepreneurship development among women farmers to create sustainable self-employment opportunities. Mr. Thakur reaffirmed the central government's commitment to scientific support and inclusive agricultural growth in remote and tribal regions. Union Minister of State for Petroleum and Natural Gas and Tourism, Suresh Gopi, chaired a comprehensive review meeting on aspirational district program at Namsai district in Arunachal Pradesh. He said that the government of India has significantly prioritized Nari Shakti by placing a strong focus on women's health. Reviewing the education sector and noting the low learning outcome of the district, he recommended assessment and training of teachers. In the agriculture sector, the minister advised the promotion of millet cultivation as a nutritious alternative crop. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.